The State Department of Natural Resources has seen hundreds of jobs cut in the last two decades, and officials say that's affecting services. It's Friday, August 15th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Wisconsin's school report cards are getting an update. And Brewers fans are ready to celebrate a winning streak with free burgers. Stay with us.
You know you can count on WPR for news that's important, music that makes your day better, and conversations that make you think. We hope you'll make a financial contribution to support the radio service you rely on. And in fact, we count on it. The single largest portion of our budget comes from listener support. If you're not a member yet, make a gift of any amount today at WPR.org. Thank you.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources told its policy board this week that less work is getting done as the agency has lost hundreds of positions over the last two decades. Danielle Kading has the details.
The DNR is down 500 positions since the early 2000s. That's according to the agency's budget director, Maggie Hutter. Hutter told the Natural Resources Board that in the current budget, the agency lost 20 positions that had been open for more than a year. Over time, Hutter said staff reductions have affected the agency's work.
And that can look like longer wait times for our permits. It can look like less habitat management. Our buildings might not be able to be replaced.
The Office of Republican Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu says the agency should have filled its open positions or requested more. The agency has a $1.25 billion budget, and it will have just under 2,500 positions by the end of the current biennium. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin's school report cards are getting an update. This week, educators from across Wisconsin are working to revamp the state's school report card system for the first time since it was released in 2012. The Department of Public Instruction says the changes will ensure the system remains valid, fair, and aligned with current expectations. One criticism of the STARS system used to measure schools is that it doesn't always align with student proficiency rates in math and reading. That's because different schools are ranked differently based on socioeconomic status. Colston Morgan leads City Forward Collective. He says he would like to see that changed.
Parents, families, educators, the public at large deserve honest, accurate, transparent information about school performance.
State law determines how schools are measured. Victory has never tasted sweeter or juicier. Evan Casey has more on a special promotion triggered by the Milwaukee Brewers' recent 12-game win streak.
12 in a row for the Brewers, and it's burger time in Milwaukee. Wow.
The team has won 12 games in a row for the first time since 2018. The winning streak triggers a burger giveaway from the Milwaukee area restaurant chain George Webb. Courtney Verville says she's ready to stand in line for however long it takes to get her hands on some free beef.
My daughter was watching it after. She's like, Mom, we got it. I was like, oh my God, we got 12. And then all of a sudden she just starts screaming, well, we get free burgers.
The Brewers currently have the best record in baseball. Diehard fan Don Bontempo hopes the team can continue their success into the playoffs.
We're not typically good in October, so let's hope we can get better at that also.
The burger giveaway is on Wednesday. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A recent report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum suggests that last weekend's flooding is part of a larger pattern of extreme rain. Since 1997, there's been a spike in the number of floods in the state, triggered by rainstorms that produced more than 10 inches of rain over a few days. Five of those events led to insurance claims of between $10 and $50 million. Researcher Tyler Burns authored the report. He says all levels of government must prepare for public property damage from heavy storms.
When a bridge washes out or a road washes out, somebody's got to pay for that thing to be rebuilt, and whether it's the local government, the state government, the federal government, we don't want to just sit with bridge crossings that are not usable.
Current projections show an increased likelihood of heavy rains over the next 20 years, making spikes in property damage more likely. Coming up, we've got a story from Wisconsin Life about an Irish music jam session in Waukesha. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about music just in time for this weekend's Irish Fest in Milwaukee.
Irish music sessions regularly pop up in pubs and restaurants across Wisconsin. These are generally informal gatherings where tin whistlers, fiddlers, and accordionists play traditional Irish tunes. Writer Nancy Jorgensen of Waukesha tells us more about her growing love of these sessions.
On a Tuesday evening, I yank open the back door to House of Guinness, Waukesha, Wisconsin's popular Irish pub. I allow my eyes to adjust and notice the quiet. That won't last long. The narrow space with its elongated bar top reminds me of a New York City pub. A few regulars perch at the rail, facing the bartender who lifts a hand as I walk in. Next to expansive street-side windows, I choose a chair and unpack my gear. An iPad for reading music, a melodica for playing, and money for a stout. I've only participated in this Irish session a few times, so I probably won't know the songs. My instrument is unconventional, and I don't usually drink while performing. I wonder how this evening will go. The medley of musicians changes week to week. Some new faces peer curiously at my instrument. What is that, they say. I lift my 1.5-pound melodica to show 37 black and white keys. I blow through its plastic tube and press one of the keys, allowing my breath to activate a reed. Ta-da, sound. Before I can explain more, Patrick, the leader, launches into a tune and the musicians jump in. Violins scratching, mandolins plucking, and a button box squeezing, all on melody. Guitarists play chords, and a percussionist beats the baran, an Irish hand drum. The tempo is quick. My fingers stumble and I miss some notes. But when my notes are correct, the melodica blends with the strings and sounds similar to the button box. My daughter and her friend, both violinists, are also new to this group and miss a few sharps and flats. But they quickly master the key signature as their fingers dance across the strings. The music score, controlled by Patrick, appears automatically on my iPad. True Irish sessions don't use printed notes, but rely on an oral tradition. Players learn by ear and remember the tunes. I'm grateful we use a score because I don't memorize easily. Typically, the first run-through of a tune is rocky, but we repeat each song multiple times, and by the third round, our ensemble is clean and confident. Some of my daughter's friends sit at the bar, and when we play a jig, they clap and hoot, and soon others do the same. A little girl wanders close to me and dances. A few patrons record iPhone videos. Meanwhile, I lose myself in the music, surfing scales and arpeggios, riding the musical wave as it dips and crests. For 3 hours we play. There are no breaks. Additional players wander in, and the circle grows to three deep. Throughout the night, I field melodica questions. Do you get winded? It's more like breathing than blowing, I say. Does it drip? There's a moisture vent on the side. My leg gets damp. How many octaves can you play? Three. As the clock nears 9 p.m., Patrick seems to choose familiar songs. The musicians play every note right. Guitars lock into a groove, and out of nowhere, the men sing along on select phrases. But my neck is stiff. My legs need to walk, and my brain begs for a break. As I start to pack up, others settle in. I've heard they shift from Irish to old time or folk and stay another few hours. This weekly group offered me a warm Wisconsin welcome. They accepted my unconventional melodica and tolerated my shallow knowledge of Irish music. Despite the Guinness, I played mostly right notes, and I enjoyed the camaraderie of a group instead of practicing at home alone. As I tip my pint to catch the last drop, Patrick grins. See you next week. The din diminishes as the group dwindles. I deposit my glass on the bar top, meander to the back, and yank open the door. The sky is dark. I notice the quiet.
Writer Nancy Jorgensen brought us that story on an Irish music session in Waukesha. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And finally, a quick check of your forecast. Mix of sunshine and clouds throughout the day today. High temperatures topping out in the 80s and 90s with lots of humidity. That's expected to turn to heavy rain and thunderstorms later tonight with lows in the 60s and 70s. Rain expected to continue off and on across the state throughout the weekend. And that'll do it for this Friday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Courtney Everett and John Davis. As always, have a great rest of your day and a fantastic weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.